You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is World Password Day, and the experts are waggling a finger at us again because still, Jeremy, can you believe this? They say the most common password in America is still, in the year 2024, 123456.
This can't be for like people's bank accounts or retirement accounts. It has to be like for their Netflix or something, right? I mean, yeah, really? Maybe. Like, you wouldn't be doing this for your bank. I would hope you're putting a little more time into that.
Number two is still the word password. So
y'all are lazy.
All the jokes now for 30 years about passwords, people still do it. I guess it is. You know, for me, you know, you mentioned the like Netflix. So many of those streaming things still make you take your little remote and go to each individual number and letter and enter it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't. It's such a pain that it makes me want to take my streaming passwords and just make them like three or four things.
Something super easy. Apple TV is the one that's the best because it just shoots a QR code up on the screen and you take a shot of it with your phone and then you approve it. It's funny that this day is today. I have been dealing with this for about a week and a half now. I got the alerts from my whatever they keep track of your, you know, online stuff on the dark web. Mm-hmm. And I was part of the big AT&T breach, I guess, and everything is out on the web. My social, weekly I'm getting alerts that my personal email is out on the dark web, which I'm just starting to just, okay, and I delete it, whatever. But with the social, you start to get a little spooked. So I have been spending the past week and a half going in and changing every single password to some that are like 25, 30 digits, numbers long, because that's what you're supposed to do. And I had a lengthy conversation with my buddy Surat, who's in IT security, and he said that he is really, really pushing me to get a password manager. But even that makes me leery because it's a company that you pay $5 a month to store all your passwords, and then they auto-generate them, and then there's like second, third authentication, and they've got everything then, and
but
you're
you
trusting
them
with
right?
that. And that's what I said. I was like, well, which one do you recommend? And the first thing he said out of his mouth, he goes, well, despite the breach, I would go with that. I was like, despite the breach?
Yeah. It's
no.
It's a no-win almost, right? I mean, the bad guys are going to be after. It's almost. So I got a notice, too. Besides AT&T, there's a healthcare company that the station used to use. We don't anymore, but we used to use this one particular healthcare company. And I guess they got breached. And so, you know, again, more of my data is out there on the dark web, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I need to take a Saturday morning and sit down and just go through and flush out and change every single password in every single thing I use. And I looked at my password list that I keep stored under a password. And it's so many things. So many different passwords. It would take a whole day, you know. And then you've got the, you know, the crap, you know, that when you log on the first time again for something, you're like, oh, now I got to pull up my password list. What did I do for those guys?
Yeah, it's extremely time consuming. And then the second factor authentication spooks me now because it does send a text to your phone, you know, with the code to get in. Mm-hmm. But then my buddy was like, oh, yeah, they can just port your phone number into a different phone and they'll get your password and port your phone and that code goes right to them. I'm like, son of a.
But, you know,
I'm
that
just
thing
so
does,
sick of it all.
It does help because I got a notice, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, like, hey, we got a thing that, you know, it was a text. It was like, hey, the thing for, we got a request for password. Here's your code. I was like, I didn't do that.
That wasn't me.
So it did stop at least one person.
The phishing attempts are crazy. I mean, constant text, constant email. It's just a very stressful way to live where you're constantly concerned about your data. It's horrible.
So the experts have put out on World Password Day some data for you. What they say is that if you've just got a basic password with just numbers, they say now that's immediate. The bad guys can crack that. It's like doesn't even take them 5 seconds. If you go up to 9 digits, but it's still, again, just numbers, that takes them a little bit. That takes them 6 minutes. 6 minutes to crack that. When you finally start mixing in letters, both uppercase and lowercase, now suddenly it takes a little bit longer, and then you throw in these special symbols. You do all of that with a 9-character password. That should take almost 500 years for the bad guys to crack.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy, you were talking about 25. You only need 18 characters. But if you do 18 characters with uppercase, lowercase, and special symbols, the bad guys would need 19 quintillion years. That's a 19 followed by 18 zeros. They would need that many years to crack your code.
For
but
now.
You know what? I read that and I go, well, but the scientists keep talking about the quantum computing that is coming. And that is like, it's mind-blowing type of computing. And with artificial intelligence mixed into that, I'm wondering if we'll get to the point where absolutely nothing is safe for more than like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're going to have to come up with new ways to protect the data. And I don't know what that is.
If it's going to have to be
put
something
a drop
biological.
Of your blood into like a scanner or
that or but they could get your
they
blood.
Get my
somehow.
Blood. They can just
is it a,
save those results.
Is it a brain chip? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But then they can hack the chip. But I'm all for the brain chip because then, like, for instance, we'll just use Netflix as an example. That doesn't necessarily need to be the most secure thing in the world. But Netflix could send something to your brain, and your brain has to think something.
But all you have to do is have a little device near you that skims your brain thoughts. Because they've got those, like, credit card skimmers that you can just walk by somebody and it, like, collects the data off your credit cards.
Or you know what? We're never safe. We could just go back to all cash for everything.
Maybe.
Let's just do that. All cash for every transaction. Man. You have to walk in to the Netflix office and put down your $16 in cash each
Here you
month
go. Yeah.
Just to be safe.